just want to welcome all our media people. In case you can see, those are crutches and that's a moon boot. So the reason is, now I've got to say this first. My neighbor said to me, if any of my fruit hangs over on your side, you can help yourself to it. Okay. So I get up early in the morning for my quiet time, spending time in the Word and praying for all of you. And so I get up first thing and I make my wife some lemon and hot water. Hey, this sister will eat lemon and hot water. It got me into hot water, I just want to say that. So what happens, I decide that we don't have any more lemons, so I'm going to treat her and I'm going to go and take my neighbor's advice. Help yourself to whatever hangs over. So I must say, if I drew a plumb line, the lemons didn't exactly hang over. So I got on the precast wall, pulled myself up till I was like a high, and standing on two pot plants. New pot plants we put into our garden now, make it lekker there. And as I pull the lemon till it's in my side, I break it off. Well, the pot plant decided, jy mag het nie gedoen het nie. And I can almost see the devil. He was there. He pushed the pot plant over, the one on my left. And virachies, I fell seriously. And I've actually broke a bone in my foot. And so if it's not repaired in 10 days, they've got to put a plate in. I'm going to go for a serious operation. So it's very frustrating. I might want to tell you, but I'm not handling it. But praise God, man. So that's the story. Okay. If it comes out after you guys, well, I suppose it's now national, international actually. So, welkom ons, bid allemaal vir my, vir spoedige geneesing. Praise God. But it's so good to be with the family of God. I can see it's school holidays. Listen, at the moment we can gather in 750 people. If I look at this lot over here, we should be at least three times this amount. But I know it's school holidays. But yeah, I really pray for those that are listening to me now by listening to the, and you're not yet tonight. You know what? Let's get together in big numbers. There's something about a corporate coming together. Because there's a corporate anointing and God speaks to us. It's very different from sitting listening to a YouTube or a Facebook page. It's nice to be with the family of God like this. So let's make a point of doing that. So I want to share with you something that follows up in the word that I've been sharing over these last couple of weeks. You know, talking about walking with conviction and does today matter? I just want to continue with this process where God, I believe, wants to challenge us in the light of growth, spiritual growth. So what I want to talk to you about tonight, and I think the title in itself should really get you sitting up and thinking about it. But it says, once you've made a better way, what does that second work say? Make the way better. Once you have found a better way, how many sitting here tonight have found a better way in Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Only some of you. But I'm so glad you're tonight. Because afterwards I'll give an altar call and you can come and start with Jesus. But we're sitting here tonight because we know that Jesus is the better way. And I want to say, if you found a better way, then please, we need to make that way better. Who knows that God wants us to grow? God wants us to become better. And if we proclaim to have found the better way, well, we need to make it better. As somebody once said, are you going to get any better? Or is this it for your life and for my life? Is it going to get any better than where you are now? Or is this it? You've hit stalemate in your spiritual life. What are you doing to ensure that you're growing? Think about that a little bit. What are you doing? What are you busy with that's making you grow? Dale Carnegie said this, not Carnegie, but it's Dale Carnegie said this, the man who starts out going nowhere, guess where he ends up? Generally gets there. Nowhere. And it's a fact of life. The problem is when you stand still as a Christian, you don't stand idly still. You go backwards. It's like, as you, I've used this analogy many times, as you're rowing up a river that's coming down against you, the moment you pick up your oars, your last bit of energy, you will still go a bit forward, and eventually the gravity of the circumstance of the water coming is going to make you go backwards. And it's exactly the same in every one of our lives. I love this Danish proverb because it's an incredible truth. It says this: what you are is God's gift to you, and what you do with yourself is your gift back to God. You see, God has gifted us. He's blessed us. He's given us a better way. And God says, when I put my spirit in you and I've blessed you and I've anointed you, I want you, my child, to make your life greater and better. And so Paul, writing to the Romans church, Romans 12, verse 5, says this in the Message Bible. He says, since we find ourselves, and I love the way the Message Bible says it, since we find ourselves, where do we find ourselves? Yeah. Fashioned into all the excellently formed and marvelously functioning parts of Christ's body. Every single one of us, we've been fashioned into an excellently formed and marvelously functioning parts of Christ's body. Here's the thing. Once you've found a better way, what is the better way? God has fashioned us with all these excellently formed and marvelously functioning parts in Christ's body. And then he says his words. And this is an action word, an oxyword, a verb word. He says, let's. You know what that word let's mean? It means it's an action. It's iets wat ons moet doen. He says, let's just go ahead and be what we were made to be. What were we made to be? We were fashioned into all this excellently formed, marvelously functioning parts in Christ's body. A living, active body of Christ. Living for Jesus. The truth is this, and do you believe this? Let me ask you, just think about this. Does God deserve our best? Amen. Yes, God deserves our best. And therefore, God expects you and I to make the best of what He's given us. And He's done amazing things in our lives. I think there's four short words that sum up something that has lifted individuals in making their way better. When we found a better way, we need to make that way better. Yes, four little words that I want you to hang on. And it's these four little words, and there they are over there. Just what does it say? Say it again. If you can just do a little bit more. In other words, as long as you're moving forward, small steps at a time, snail pace, as long as you're moving forward, amen. Because the moment you sit idle, you're going to go backwards. That's what always my biggest concern, and maybe I shouldn't be concerned, but I think I am concerned. Since this COVID pandemic took us on March the 28th, and we were locked down, and ever since then, we've been through all of this. There's so much fear and so much nonsense that's gone on about this whole COVID stuff. And we know it's real, and we've seen people and we've lost people, and we understand that there is this thing. But I can tell you something. What concerns me is, no matter what's happening in the world, it's what's happening in the spiritual world, because this world's not our home. We're just passing through this world. If there's one place we need to be very, very strong, it's in our spiritual world, because that's the one we're going to be carrying with us from here to beyond the grave. Amen. Or until Jesus comes. That's why it's got to be so important in our lives. That's why I say we must be doing a little bit more. You know, I remember when I was a little bit younger, just the other day, and we stayed in Krugersdorp before we came to the full-time ministry where I had my business. And we were on a Saturday morning preparing for the Comrades Marathon. Now, I might just tell you, in case you're thinking, geez, he ran the Comrades. I've got bad news for you, you know. I didn't. But I started to train to do the Comrades. And so we used to run from Krugersdorp, and if you know the area, we used to run from Krugersdorp to Magaliesburg, around Magaliesburg, the back road, back and back to Krugersdorp. So 80 kilos. And it was a lot of optrana. And there was a time in my race where I got to about 40, 45 kilos. Yes, I actually did that. And I was more streamlined those days. Less wind resistance, that's why I could go. And And just saying, just putting it out there. And you know, I got to a place where I hit the wall. And if you're a runner, you understand that. Any runners in this that knows about hitting the wall? Bushy, what do you run away from? Oh, no, only kidding. He runs away from himself. It's when she chases you, bro. 80 Ks, that's going. But I hit the wall. And what I've seen is average mediocre people give up. And I don't have a give up mentality. I've never had that. And you know what? I carried on and I carried on. And I always say those who strive for excellence, the above average, have learned and found that there's a place called die tweede wind, that second wind. And our runners would understand that. I understand that when I did the bodybuilding thing, you know. I nearly looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I was close in my mind. The mirror I used was like amazing. And you feel like it. You just feel, I cannot do anymore. And then my instructor that was training with me, my partner, used to say, you can do this. And gooi nog 'n plaatie. And you know what? Eventually you make it. But that's what you call the second wind. You see, it's when you choose to be excellent with your life. And it's so important. And I just wanted to say, excellence is a gradual result of always striving to do better. Excellence. I want to read a scripture. It's not up over there, but it's just something that came to me while we were busy. And we know the scripture, and I've said sometime I need to do that whole series again that I did, aiming for perfection. But listen to this, verse 5 of 2 Peter 1, verse 5. He says, for this reason, make every effort, you see, that is making the way better, make every effort to add to your faith. What? Goodness. Now, that word goodness, the Greek word there, is actually excellence. So adding to your faith, he says, you must add excellence. Excellence must be a part of what you add to your faith. So Paul talking to the Ephesians church, this is what he says to them here. He says in Ephesians 5:17, don't act thoughtlessly. Who knows what thoughtlessly is in Afrikaans? Onaandenkend. Dat is een groot woord, né? Onaandenkend. Moenie jouself gedra in 'n onaandenklike manier nie. Yes, I got that out there. Don't act thoughtlessly. You see, you need to be on purpose when you're living for Jesus. Amen? And then he says, but try to find out. Probeer uitvind. What must you find out? And do whatever the Lord wants you to do. Not only find out, but you must do what God wants you to do. And God has blessed us with so much, and he's given us so much. What are we giving back to God is our blessing to God. That's what I said. So if you found a better way, you need to be walking then in that way. Isn't that what the scripture actually says to us? I love this portion in Hebrews 4, verse 12. When I read that, this is what came to my mind. Hebrews 4, verse 12 says, he says, first try to find out. Where do you find out what you should do, what God wants you to do, and do it? We find it in the Word of God. Isn't that so? And where else do you find it but in the Word of God? So this is what he says in Hebrews 4, 12. He says, and we all know this, for the Word of God is living. Hierdie woord lewe, al is hy net in 'n boek, maar as jy dit goed lees and you apply faith to that, believe me, this book comes alive. Hierdie boek raak lewendig, let me tell you. Because this word is alive, and listen what it says, it's active. It's not only alive, but it's active. It's doing something, he says. It's active. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. It's the scalpel of God that comes and he cuts. Listen to this. He cuts like a double-edged sword, and what does he do? He penetrates to the dividing of the soul and the spirit and the joints of matter, which is the body. So what does he come and do? He cuts spirit, soul, and body when we read this. And what does it do? He judges, this word that's active and alive, judges our thoughts, our attitudes, and our heart. Can you see when Paul writes this, the Hebrew writer was saying the same thing about the Word of God when he said this: don't act thoughtlessly, but try to find out and do whatever the Lord wants you to do. How do I know? How do I do that? I read the Word of God because it's alive and it's active and it's cutting into my spirit, my soul, and my body, and it's making me a holistic person. How do I find out all that stuff? By reading the Word of God. Amen. Amen. I'm glad some of you are happy about that. Because let me just say this. In Galatians 6 verse 4, this is the demand that Paul, and the encouragement that Paul gives to the church. This is what he says here. But each one, say each one. Say that's me. Each one. Not my brother, not my sister, me. Each one must carefully scrutinize. Thy word in Afrikaans, scrutinize, beteken onderzoek. Your own work. What are you doing? You found a better way. You need to make that way better. What are you doing to make that way better? He says you must carefully scrutinize, onderzoek, your own work. And this, the Amplified says, examining your actions, your attitudes, and your behavior. And then, when you've done that, and you're happy that you are making your way better, he says, and then you can have a personal satisfaction or a dissatisfaction when you look at yourself and you think, well, I'm not doing anything right now. Amen, because that's also true now. But if you look in and you've scrutinized and you're happy that you're making your way better, he says, then you can have a personal satisfaction and an inner joy. Yes, who loves joy? I love joy. Hey, praise God. An inner joy of doing something that is commendable, prysenswaardig. Ek het 'n woordeboek ingesluk. Prysenswaardig, commendable. It's such a lekker word, nee. Prysenswaardig. Dis sommer dis waardig om geprys te word vir jouself. As jy in die spieël kyk, dan sê jy vir jouself, jy's prysenswaardig, jou oulike ding. Want jy dien 'n lewende God, nee. You must say that. Praise God. Commendable without comparing yourself to one another. Because you see, if you look at another Christian and you think, well, I'm at least a number 4 on a scale from 1 to 10, and you look at another guy, you scheme, when I check and I hear what comes out of him, he's a 1. You think, well, I'm a better Christian, you know. No, no, God says, what did I ask you to say here? Say with me again, each one. You need to be answerable to God between you and God, not between others. We're so quick to judge other people, what they're doing and what they're not doing. We need to judge ourselves, scrutinize. Nee, gaan in Afrikaans, ondersoek. Ondersoek yourself in die woorde wat jy daar lees. God does not want his children to be mediocre. Amen. Do you agree with that? God, let me tell you the definition of mediocre. Man, I think this is probably the best definition that I've read. It's the best, mediocre. It's the best of the worst. So if there's worst, it's the best of the worst. But let me tell you something. It's the worst of the best. Okay, let me say that again so you get your head around it. If that's the worst, it's the best of the worst. It's maybe just a bit higher than the worst, mediocre. But it's when it comes to the best, it's the worst of the best. And we don't want to be mediocre with God. So Paul himself tells us how to make a better way, because he makes a better way for himself. Listen to what he says. Philippians 3, verse 12 through 14. Is it nie lekker om die woord van die Here so te hoor nie? Because you know what? The word washes us. It washes us. And like I said tonight as we were worshiping, I just realized, Lord, you know what? We fail so much, but thank you that we can just fall on you. Isn't that fantastic now? Listen what he says here. I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things. This is Paul talking, mind you. He says, I don't want to say that I've already achieved these things or that I've already reached, and yet listen to the word perfection. I preached on perfection a long time ago because there is a place of perfection that we need to go to. When you look up the word perfection in the Woordeboeke and in the quotes and all that perfection, there's nobody that says you will ever reach perfection. It says that. We'll never reach perfection. He says, that's why they invented the eraser. So you can rub out and keep making mistakes. But there is a place of perfection. Jesus says, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So it's by the Holy Spirit in me, a striving to be the way, once I know a better way, it's making that way better. It's aiming for perfection. So Paul says here that I've not already reached perfection, but listen to what he says, but I press on. Say press on. That is keep on going. Now. He says, I press on to possess that perfection which Christ Jesus first possessed me. Hallelujah. When I found the better way and the Holy Spirit came to live in my life, I found a better way. Paul says, I found this better way, but I press on to possess that which Christ Jesus first possessed me. He says, no, dear brothers and sisters, I've not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing. Say with me one thing. One thing. He says, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race to receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us to. In other words, I, Paul, make the way better. So what is Paul saying to us? I've just wrote a few things down. He says, I want to serve God better. Is that in your heart? I want to serve God better. I want to make the way better. He says, I can do even more. I can go even further. Amen? I can do more and I can go even further. Is that in your mindset, I ask you tonight, in your Christian life? You found a better way. How are you making your way that way better? He says, there is so much more in store for me. Isn't that fantastic? There is so much more in store for me, is what he's saying. We need to be so careful. You know, when I was writing this down, I just thought about a couple of things through personal experience and dealing with people throughout life. Because it's so easy to fall into this trap. And listen to this. The I've arrived trap. Look, I go to church. I have a church. I'm okay. I'm saved. Let me tell you something. It's not how you start the race now. Saved is the beginning. Here's the thing. It's how are you going to finish? How are you going to finish? That's the thing. I've done my bit. Now I can rest. I'm going to take 3 months off. I need to have a sabbatical. I've served God for so long. Now I need a rest. No, you know, you don't need a rest. It's he who endures to the end, not he who rests halfway. Amen. Ons verstaan ook raak moeg, and sometimes you need to have just a break from stuff. But you can never have a break from your life with Jesus. The only time you must have a 3-month sabbatical, CMA people, is when you're going to go lock yourself away to get better when you come back. Because most guys think a holiday is to go away from Jesus and the Christians. Amen. To go and serve the devil in the Chinas. You don't want to hear that, eh? Listen what Benson says this. Very often a change of self is needed more than a change of your scene. Amen. Worldly entertainment won't fix us. Jesus will fix us. Go and sit there and look at the beauty of a klomp berge. En is lekker met 'n lekker rauwe koffie. Koffie met kondensmelk binne. Baie kondens. Met 'n ouma beskuit en jy doop die ouma. Dit is lekker. But you better be there with Jesus, man. Someone to go away. You leave your Bible at home. When you go on holiday, you someone leave the Bible at home. People do that, eh? Paul is saying this. I'm not thinking about what I've done. No, he says, I'm going to think about what I can do. Not what I did. What can I do? You see, we need a fresh testimony. Yesterday's gone, man. Today, what did you do for Jesus? That's the question. He says, more for Jesus on his agenda. Paul said he had limitations, but his limitations are not going to stop him. I don't let them stop me. So too, God is the best way for our lives in our hearts. God never puts anyone, and please hear this, in a place that's too small for you to grow. God didn't put you in a little pot plant like this. Ach, is Frikkie hier so vanavond? Ja. Oh, Frikkie, hallelujah. Okay, it's Petrus, nie meer Frikkie nie. It's Petrus hier so vanavond. God didn't put you in a tiny little blompot and he wants you to grow into this big massive oak tree, eh? God has planted you in a place where you're able to grow beyond thoughts. Isaiah 61 verse 3 says, we are oaks. Nie oaks soos in folks nie, oaks soos in bome. We are oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord so we can bear fruit. Amen. You see, God didn't make us into mushrooms. A mushroom, that's a place with little rooms. No, kidding. Mushroom. There's lots of rooms. Now, mushroom, you plant it, and they cover it with manure, and it takes 7 days to fully grow. But an oak tree takes 60 years to grow into its magnificence. We're oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord. If we found a better way, let's become oaks of righteousness. Groot sterk bome. We don't uproot ourselves and run and plant and run and plant. No, no. We stay put and we grow into oaks of righteousness. Amen. Praise God. I love it. I love it. We've arrived. So what is he saying over here? He shaped us for greatness, God thinks. Don't resist or begin to question God. Just make the way better. Amen. Romans 9 verse 21 says this, 20 and 21. This is like a clap. Bah! A wake-up call. For so many Christians, this verse. Listen what he says. But who are you, mere man, to criticize and to contradict and answer back to God? What will what he's formed say to what he who formed it? What have you made me thus? Why did you make me like this? And the potter, don't you think he has right over the clay? You see, the arrogance of the human being in the time and the world we're living in, it's like we in control of what God does. When we say this, then God puts on his foreskirt and he runs. He says, what can I do for you, my son? Listen, he's a holy, magnificent God, creator of the ends of the earth. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. God is a heilige God. What right have we, mere man, to criticize and contradict him? You're moving on seriously problematic ground if you think you can do that with God. Let me just say this. One word from God will clean you up nicely. When they're throwing you in that fiery furnace, chirp God and say, why am I in you? You never looked after me. Then they would have seen four oaks or three oaks in the fiery furnace. And not four. The one that chirped God would have become a roast lamb. Just a thought. Ephesians 4 verse 7 says, Christ has given each of us, say each of us, say I've got it. Say I've got it. Christ has given each of us special abilities. Whatever he wants us to have out of his rich stores of gifts. Say, I have gifts. Say, I have abilities. You do. Say, I have them. You have them. Listen, as I said before, he shaped us, he designed us, he's planned us. For a great purpose, for his purpose. And he's given us abilities and he's given us gifts to accomplish these things. And I tell you what, the major danger that we have in our lives is not making that way better. Yes, that's burying our talents that God has given us. And you know the story about the guy Jesus spoke to. There were five, two, and one talent. Listen what happens to the one talent oak. The oak who did nothing about advancing his life. This was such a revelation again to me when I read this. He says, so I was afraid and I went out and I hid your gold in the ground. I was afraid. So the talent you gave me, I somehow hid it. I did nothing with it. I just cruised along and I went to church and I thought I'd arrived and I prayed a little bit and I did a lot of spiritual stuff, but I never developed my spiritual life. That's really what's happening here. Amen. He says, see, here's what belongs to you. This is what his master replies. This is just phenomenal. He says, you wicked, lazy servant. Yeah. You wicked, lazy servant. Somewhere like a fat rebuke. He says, so you know, you did geweet, that I harvest, and listen to how fantastic this, where I have not sown, and I gather where I have not scattered. Why do you think he said that to him? You see, what Jesus was saying is, I've given the job to you to improve your life so you can go out and sow my word out there. The five talent made 10. The two talent made four. He sowed it. So when it came time to reap, he brought more back to God. That's our job. Amen. We need to be going out sowing seeds. But only a better you can do that. If you're drifting backwards, you will most certainly not be doing that. Amen. Amen. The talent Jesus is speaking of here represents the power and the potential to use the ability and the gifts to make my life better and the lives of others, to be effective, useful in building the kingdom of God. That's why God's blessed you with it, to make a difference. Amen. But you can be sure of this. When you're not pressing forward and making the life better, and you're burying your talents, listen to this, you will be frustrated. You will be miserable. Listen, you'll be a problem to any ministry when you're in a ministry and you're not making your life better. Romans 12 verse 5, the message says, and I want to read it to you again in the light of what I've just said here. We've become a problem to any ministry. And what did God say to us in Romans 12? He says, since you find yourselves fashioned into all of these, listen to the words, excellently formed, marvelously functioned parts in Christ's body, let us go ahead and be what we were made to be. So if you're not functioning in this marvelously functioning parts in Christ's body, then you become a problem to any ministry. Die wat nie groei nie is a problem. Jy is in die pad nie op die pad nie. And for the English folks, if you're not on the way, you're in the way. That was for my American darlings over there. Praise God for you. Hallelujah. Y'all. It's for y'all. Hebrews 5 verse 12 through 13 says this. You have been Christians a long time now. And I always say that. And I've said it how many times off this pulpit. You find that when Christians have been serving the Lord for any length of time, it's almost like I've arrived. I don't need to. It's the younger Christians that must do it. You know what's so exciting for me? When a new person comes to Jesus and they give their lives to the Lord. Just die liefde vir die Here, die aan die brand gee, die kan nie meer vir die Here doen nie. You got to like, what did somebody say? I'd rather slow down or put water on a fire than trying to raise a corpse. And it's so wonderful to see a fiery Christian doing stuff for Jesus. And then the older Christians are sitting there in judgment, finding fault, being funny. Amen. He says, you've been a Christian a long time now, and you ought to be teaching others, but instead you've dropped back to a place where you need someone else to teach you again. What? Need to teach you all over again the very first principles of God's word. You're like babies who drink only milk. Hallelujah. What a rebuke. Hey. What did Jesus say? You wicked, lazy servant. Yo slop dinges. Nee, sister. Because I can tell you, you watch it. I can guarantee you. Ek vat gif oor hierdie storie. People like this, they find fault, they blame, they make excuses. The one teller dude blamed his master. He says, I knew that you were a hard master. I did nothing but I blame. Listen, when you stand before Jesus at the judgment seat of Christ, don't get to the white throne judgment because then it's verbay met jou, jy gaan hel toe. But if you pitch up there by Jesus and he hands out the reward, you can't say to him, but you, Lord, didn't do this and you did. Who is mere man that you would say that to God? Amen? Just make sure that you're ready to see him. I love what John Bunyan said. He said, if my life is fruitless, please hear this. I love this. If my life is fruitless, it doesn't matter who praises me. As ek onvrugbare lewe lewe, and somebody coming to me and you're fruitless and you're not serving the Lord as you should, and you do a few little odds and sods and you maybe serve here and there, but generally you're in the way and you're not on the way. And somebody says, oh, well done, brother. I'm so proud of you. You know, don't take that cop too, because like Bunyan says here, if my life is fruitless, doesn't matter who praises me. But listen to this. If my life is fruitful, it doesn't matter who criticizes me. You can say what you like about me, pal. I'm going for Jesus. I'm adding on to what God has already started in my life. Amen. You see, God expects us to make the most of what he's given to us. Are you going to get better, or is this it? Sitting here tonight, I ask you the question, are you going to get any better, or is this it? Are you happy where you are tonight spiritually? We must develop our gifts. We've got to develop our abilities that God's given us. You know, 2 Timothy 1 verse 6, and I'm going to start coming to a close. He says this, I want to remind you to stir into flame. Listen, he's a flammekie wat miskien bietjie dof raak. It's becoming very dim, your little flame. And he says, listen to me, stir into flame the strength and the boldness that is in you, the gift of God. Stir it. You know, when you're having a braai place and you're cooking with those, I nearly called them what I call them, those things, and not wood. Because you see, I'm still a Gautenger. I still cook with those little briquettes. Die Kapenaars. Ons gaan nou braai. Dan gooi hulle nog 'n kout op. Dan eet ons 11:00 in die aand. Dan ek so dik. You know that one? I still want to eat. I've eaten packets of paper and I'm eating the chip packets already and licking the plates. But he says, yeah, and you know when the fire's like going down like it, then you blow it. Most of my fires, I end up doing this. Either a big skunk board or blow. And then you stand up and you're like, lekker van your foot off because you're dizzy because you blew the smoke. So anyone who want to get me a basketball for Christmas, I'm really open to that thing. But, no, I'm only kidding. But this is what he's saying. He says, blow, 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 until the fire starts igniting and it burns again. That's what he's saying over here. I want to remind you to stir into flame. What? The strength and the boldness that is in you, the gift of God. None of us don't have it. You have it. Say, I have it. Praise God. And we need to do something with what we have. If you found a better way, listen, make that way better. Amen. I can see you so excited. You can't wait to leave here to get into this week, the whole lot of you. I tell you, the devil's in trouble this week. Devil, I want to remind you, these oaks, whoa. Church, listen to me. Don't settle for half-developed gifts. Don't settle for half-developed gifts. Decide today. Even you that's listening to me by way of this media right now, decide to stretch yourself all you can. Start becoming committed to God. You will never know what you're good at and what you're capable of, listen to me, until you try. And don't forget, listen, this is preparation time that we're living in. It's getting ready for eternal responsibilities and rewards, this side of the grave. And I want to close off my last scripture in 2 Timothy 2:15. Really powerful. And it just sums up this whole word. Once you found a better way, make that way better. He says this, concentrate. Say with me, concentrate. Afrikaans is concentreer, né? On doing your best for God. Concentrate on doing your best for who? For God. Work you won't be ashamed of. You know, I think it's 1 John 2 that says, at the coming of Christ, many are going to be embarrassed. We're going to come to God with our wood, hay, and straw. And we're going to stand in front of him. And he's going to say to his angels, okay, test his work by fire. And you stand on with your strooi. Strooi. And it's gone. And you thought you had something. No, no, man. Come, let's come there with silver and gold. Amen. Let's go for gold, church. Let's make a choice tonight. Let's go for gold. Amen. I trust God has really spoken to each one of us tonight. Certainly spoken to me all week on this. May God really help us. Amen. Come, let's just bow our heads in prayer. I just want to pray over all of us tonight. Father, I just thank you tonight for the better way that is in our Lord Jesus Christ. How can we even begin to thank you? While we were still sinners, Jesus died. Father, you came and you gave the Holy Spirit to us when we received you as Lord and Savior. We got all these wonderful gifts and abilities and certain dynamics that you put in our lives, each one of us. We've read it so much through the scriptures, Lord. You want to make it very clear that each one of us are blessed beyond words. And we've found this better way, Lord, but help us to make that way better in our lives. That we don't just hear another sermon and we leave you. But that we genuinely leave this place tonight. Father, mind made up that I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I just want you to keep your eyes closed and just ask you this question. If there's anybody that has never met this Jesus I'm talking about as your personal Savior. Ons praat nie van kerk toe kom nie, but I'm talking to you tonight about giving your heart to Jesus. The Bible says in John 1 verse 12, if you believe and you receive him as your Savior, you'll become his child. Doesn't help just to believe, you need to receive. If you want to receive Jesus tonight, I just want you to slip up your hand because I want to pray for you. Anybody that's here tonight that says, I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Anybody want to say tonight, Lord, I want to give my life to you. I'm committed to you, Jesus. Amen. I'll take it. Everybody knows Jesus and lives for Jesus. Praise God. Amen. May God really, really bless each and every one of you. Amen. And each one that's been watching by way of media, may God really and richly bless you to have an amazing week. And what's the week? To make the way better.